Trumpeter Donald Byrd played bebop in the 1950s, then funk, fusion, and R&B in the 70s, and he wound up at the top of the charts. Byrd died last Monday at a hospital in Dover, Delaware. He was 80. As NPR's Franny Kelly tells us, no matter what kind of music he was playing, Donald Byrd was also a lifelong teacher.
Donald Byrd's hometown, Detroit, turned out exceptional musicians in the 1940s.
Oh, it's a million of them. Barry Harris, Tommy Flanagan, Elvin Jones, Hank Jones, Thad Jones, Yusef Lateef.
Saxophonist Lou Donaldson met Byrd after they both played in military bands and moved to New York City.
Byrd came with what we call a Detroit clan, and he had that Detroit flavor to his playing. Sound a bit like Fats Navarro and Clifford Brown.
He was a very lyrical player, a very economical player.
Nicholas Payton is a contemporary jazz trumpeter.
He was one of the real melody makers at that time, a very introspective, thoughtful player with a very beautiful sound.
And Donald Byrd was still in school. He went on to play with John Coltrane and Thelonious Monk, among others. He got his master's from the Manhattan School of Music and studied in France. He got a doctorate and a law degree. Nicholas Payton says Byrd told him black musicians needed to be in academia.
Someone needs to be able to lay things out in such a way so that we establish and have a voice in those circles. And that was a big part of why he sought out that part of his education and why he had a heavy presence in historically black colleges.
Payton says in the early 60s, Byrd was also worried that jazz was losing touch with the black community. In 1963, he released a recording called Cristo Redentor. That's trumpeter Marcus Belgrave, one of Byrd's contemporaries and friends. He says that Byrd continued to work in education even after he had a hit on his hands. In the mid-70s, Byrd formed a band out of his students at Howard University, called them the Blackbirds, and asked Howard alumni, the Mizell brothers, to work with them. The Mizells had created songs for the Jackson 5, and the Blackbirds' debut didn't sound like Hard Bop or Cristo Redentor.
Listen to the horn.
The album hit the R&B chart, the jazz chart, and the pop chart, and Donald Byrd became the rare jazz musician to make some real money. In fact, the story goes, when Miles Davis gave him grief for driving a Ford, Byrd replied, "That's just the car I take to my plane." Yeah, he was a pilot, too. And the trumpeter picked up a new generation of listeners. Nicholas Payton says his work with the Blackbirds was quickly mined by hip-hop musicians.
A lot of his records were a part of the sound that, in the golden era of hip-hop, what a lot of those artists looked to sort of model themselves after, those funky records from the 70s of Dr. Byrd's.
Dr. Byrd welcomed hip-hop. In an interview with Jazz Times magazine, he predicted that when he was 80, he'd be hipper and mentally sharper than he was at 40. "I'll know more stuff," he said. Thanks to his constant evolution, we do too. Franny Kelly, NPR News.
Is that what you're doing? Is that
Yeah, I'm lounging. I got my man Donald Byrd.
Taking the music.
I want to give a big shout out to my little man Nico. He's 2 years old. He's away visiting his grandma's, but I miss him dearly.
This is NPR.